contemporary Hollywood filmmakers. It's hard to say who has the most influence on its cinema in the 21st century, with distinguished careers flourishing from the likes of Christopher Nolan, Wes Anderson, Sofia Coppola, and many more. Yet it's impossible to discuss the contemporaries of the visual medium and not include the singular auteur, Paul Thomas Anderson. Our discussion this morning covers a wide margin of PTA's filmography, influences, and illustrious cinematic legacy he continues to build. This is Elijah Quinn, General Manager of Programming at Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn. Anderson's education in film began in the late 80s with a few short stints at various colleges, including English studies under David Foster Wallace at Emerson College and 2 days of film school at NYU, before abandoning the formal education for learning the craft directly on productions instead. By the mid-90s, and barely into his mid-20s, PTA had acquired the support of the Sundance Institute in development of his first short and premiered his debut feature, Hard Eight, at the 1996 Cannes Film Festival, accomplishments almost unthinkable for an emerging talent of his age. Yet it was shortly after that his sophomore feature, Boogie Nights, truly established Anderson as a critical and commercial success in the industry. The immediate command over his images and the stacked cast from Mark Wahlberg, John C. Reilly, Julianne Moore, and Burt Reynolds, it was immediately evident that this young director was an exciting, emerging visionary. From there, he would go on to capture more of an audience with the maximalist epic Magnolia, weaving another ensemble of character stories together by divine fate, and his idiosyncratic exploration of love that is punch-drunk love. Each of his subsequent films brought forth uncompromising, bold stories with instantly iconic performances quite unlike anything you've seen from both newcomers and veterans of the craft. In the late aughts, he released what many consider to be his opus, the dark descent of early 20th century oil tycoon Daniel Plainview in There Will Be Blood, a tale loosely based on Upton Sinclair's novel Oil. It boasts a career-best performance and recently deemed top performance in all of the 21st century by The Ringer from Daniel Day-Lewis. He stayed with brooding meditations on 21st century troubled men with The Master, where a meandering World War II veteran played by Joaquin Phoenix finds belonging after meeting a religious leader, one of the last brilliant performances from the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. Though he's made a few more films since, our retrospective series at Filmstreams ends with the absurdly hilarious Inherent Vice, an adaptation of postmodern novelist Thomas Pynchon's irreverent detective mystery. This tees an audience up well for his newest film, One Battle After Another, a looser adaptation of Pynchon, this time Vineland. You can catch all of his films from Boogie Nights to Inherent Vice at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater starting September 5th through September 18th, including special engagements of There Will Be Blood and The Master on 35mm film. One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, opens with a preview screening at Filmstream's Dundee Theater on September 25th. This is Elijah Quinn from Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn on KVNO Arts Today.